It's one of the hardest conversations to have, but death and dying are a part of life, and for palliative care patients and workers, a daily reality. A new exhibition in Adelaide is tackling this big topic head-on, as Caroline Winter reports.
It's not your usual subject matter for an art exhibition, but Till Death is no ordinary show. Margaret Ambridge is an artist and palliative care physiotherapist.
Working in palliative care is a very special and privileged area to work in, and I feel a need to explore that through my art, whether it's just for me to be able to work through it, or I'm hoping more importantly it's for others to give them an opportunity to see into the world of palliative care.
Her artwork is raw and real, where she's captured the moving, the harrowing and the lovely moments in death. It's inspired by the palliative care patients she's met over the years, as well as their families and her colleagues.
We have to remain professional to do our job, and sometimes it might look like we're so neutral that we're not affected by this, but you can walk from one tragic room to another, and sometimes you really do have to walk out for a little while and start again.
Among the 50 pieces in the exhibition are charcoal drawings. The centrepiece features a loved one curled up naked behind her dying partner. There is also a series of creased pillows, as Margaret Ambridge explains.
It's really about what remains is what's left of the person when you lift them off the pillow. And they've still got the shadow and the form of their head and their shape in the pillow. And to me, that's quite a powerful image, because it's still the essence of them.
In giving palliative care workers a voice, Margaret Ambridge has created a sound installation where 10 colleagues have shared stories of patients they'll never forget.
This was an 18-year-old, and they said she's having trouble breathing, and I don't know what possessed me, but I jumped on the bed and I pulled her forward just to sort of bring her upright. She just came forward and she put her head on my shoulder and she died.
Being a 14-year-old girl with a cancer diagnosis, I knew it would be difficult. But there was a sense that could I have seen what was coming or could have been better at caring for her.
She looked scared, but then she, I think, accepted what was probably going to happen. All the doctors were all in there. We all had a tear in our eye as she was just slowly bleeding out.
Margaret Ambridge hopes the voice she's given those in the exhibition will extend to those who see it.
I hope the exhibition would give that opportunity for the public just to see the other side, or perhaps to start some of those gentle conversations that we all need to have, because we're all going to die at some point. And if we can take some control of how we do that, and if palliative care can help, then I think that will make a difference.
Artist and palliative care physiotherapist Margaret Ambridge ending Caroline Winter's report.